On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We talk to him every Wednesday at this time, the creator, editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. He is at Pro Football Talk on X. And he joins us via Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore and the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Always good to talk with Mike Florio. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How's everybody out there?
We're okay. I'll tell you. I will confess to this. It's been a long time, as you know, since the Bears were in a legitimate playoff graphic. And the first one got released, you know, the playoff picture with the possible seeds. And yeah, I know it's still November. But the Bears were on there. And it got me thinking a little bit. We were talking about, like, which division you think is the best in the NFC. I think it's the West. I know there's a lot of football to be played. But just to have the Bears on that graphic, Mike, was pretty scintillating.
I think top to bottom, the North really is the best, but there are better teams right now in the West when you've got the Seahawks and the Rams who have a showdown this weekend that somehow is tucked into the regional 4:05 p.m. Eastern, 3:05 p.m. Central kickoff. That should be a showcase game. The number one seed could be riding on how that Seahawks-Rams two-game series goes this year. But, you know, I was thinking of this the other night as I was watching the Packers play and the game was struggling to hold my attention. When you look at the teams that are in the playoff mix, okay, the Eagles are going to win the East. The Lions are probably going to win the North, although who knows at this point. The Buccaneers are on track to win the South. Seahawks or Rams in the West. You look at the teams that are going to be competing for the three wild card berths. Packers, Bears, Vikings, maybe the Panthers, but losing to the Saints on Sunday is almost disqualifying right there. And then you have the 49ers plus the team that doesn't win the NFC West. So you've got six teams, seven at the most, circling three playoff spots, and the Bears are very much alive for one of those spots. That's all you can ask for in the middle of November, is to have a chance to find your groove, improve as the season goes, which the Bears have already done, and carry that all the way into January. Maybe steal the division from the Lions. If nothing else, get one of the three wild card spots and hope you can capture some magic when the postseason rolls around.
Mike, and this is what I've been trying to explain to people here in Chicago. the advantage the Chicago Bears seemingly have is that they're the ones with the most upside. We know what all these other teams, the ones you just described, that are competing for these wild card spots and even the division lead are. And with this Bears team, because it is a first-year head coach, it is a quarterback in his first year in a system, it would seem that they have so much more they could be between now and the end of the season.
Oh, you're right, and we've already seen the improvement. You start 0-2, you go 6-1 in the seven games since then, and not every win is pretty. But look around the NFL. How many blowouts are there? How many teams that look like they should walk through the door and get an easy win have to fight and scratch and claw to emerge with the victory? Getting the victory is all that matters. And that confidence that comes from getting a win, it builds momentum. And it gets players to buy fully into what Ben Johnson and the rest of the coaching staff are doing. And that's critical in the first year of a new regime. You want the players to believe that all that stuff they've heard from day one is true. And it's accurate. And it leads to good results. And carrying that momentum into Thanksgiving and beyond. Bill Belichick says football season starts at Thanksgiving, but you still can end your season before Thanksgiving if you haven't won enough games. But all of that success that the Bears have had will position them well to be competitive each and every week down the stretch. And then we just see how all the dominoes fall. We see how the rest of the games go. And there's a very good chance at this point that when it's time to give out the playoff spots, the Bears will end up having one of them.
Mike, after the trade deadline acquisitions for a lot of teams got to play on Sunday, who do you think really made a good move when it came to acquisitions at the deadline?
Well, without question, when you consider what they gave up and what it looks like they're going to get, Jalen Phillips with the Philadelphia Eagles, he just looks like a different person. And maybe it's the uniform, I don't know, but when they showed him on the sideline on Monday night, I almost didn't recognize him. In that Eagles uniform, he just has a different aura to him than he had with the Dolphins. And it helps when you've got other great players on the defensive line that will attract attention, like a Jalen Carter. Makes it easier for Jalen Phillips to do his thing. Had a huge impact right out of the gates on Monday night. And when the Eagles have been great, they've had not just a great pass rush, but a complement of players who can rotate in. If you have guys who are fresh throughout the game, who are taking on five offensive linemen who are basically the same five guys, they're going to wear down when they've been dealing with this onslaught of pass rushers who are just coming in and coming after you and running by you. And adding Jalen Phillips could end up making a huge difference for the Philadelphia Eagles when it's time to get to the postseason.
Mike Florio is the editor and chief and the creator of Pro Football Talk. He joins us each and every week right here on Raheem Harris and Grody. Mike, the Caleb Williams talk is just bubbling at this point because of the four comeback wins he's already led the Bears to. I know the competition has not been great, but do you feel like there has been a shift nationally on what Caleb Williams can be now that we're seeing him kind of come into his own?
Well, there should be, because these are the games that help a player believe in himself and they help the players around him believe. And when you get to those moments again, you calm down. You have faith. You focus on the task at hand. He told me after the Bengals game, he said to the teammates, they left us too much time. We don't have to do anything crazy. Don't try to do more than you're capable of doing. Let's just go out there and do our jobs. That kind of calming influence gets guys to believe. And when it works, that makes them more likely to respond to whatever he has to say the next time around. So we saw it again against the Giants, the 10-point lead that got wiped out. That kind of thing makes everyone believe. And what it also does, I firmly believe the opponents, when they come up against the Bears and they have those leads late, when you know that the Bears have this institutional ability to wipe out a double-digit lead late in the game, you start to get a little tight and you start thinking, uh-oh, we're going to be the next ones. And I think you combine those two things, it sets the stage for the Bears to keep doing it week in and week out.
Mike, I also want to ask you about not just the trade deadline, as we've discussed, but just a team that you think, based on either the strength of schedule that remains, the weakness of schedule, maybe is what I'm more thinking, that might get themselves out of a record that is not indicative of who we've known them to be. I say that because Marshall and I talked during the break about maybe the Ravens being that team based on who they have coming up. The Chiefs, obviously, are of mind when it comes to that. Is there a team that you think maybe is truly better than their record that's actually going to start to show it soon?
You know, you mentioned the Chiefs. It's basically a playoff game for them this weekend in Denver. They're 5-4. They're coming off of the bye. This is a must-win game. They could find themselves not even in the playoffs. I mean, it could come down to a tiebreaker with the Jaguars that gets the Chiefs on the outside, all because of that stupid play where Trevor Lawrence fell down in the Monday night game, week 6, I believe it was, and scored the touchdown and got the win. That tiebreaker could end up haunting the Chiefs if they don't start winning some games. I'm very intrigued by it because I had written them off. When Joe Burrow showed up at practice earlier this week and he explained to reporters he thinks they have a path to the playoffs, and it's crazy on the surface, but it's not. They're one game behind the Ravens, two games behind the Steelers. They've already beaten the Steelers once. They have the Steelers again this weekend. They have two games against the Ravens coming up. One of them's on NBC and Peacock on Thanksgiving night. And I'm not just picking the Bengals to hype that game. I'm not contractually obligated to do so. I'm just glad that that game all of a sudden feels like it could be consequential and meaningful and significant. And the Bengals have a way to pull an inside straight here and win that division, because one of those four teams is going to go to the playoffs. Even if none of those four teams have a chance to make it as a wild card, one of them is guaranteed. And we know the Browns, forget about them. But the other three... any of the three could make it, and the Bengals play enough of those opponents to control their fate and try to force their way to the division title. So that's a team to watch. They had two ugly losses going into the bye, games that they could have slash should have won. They can get a little lift here, and if Burrow comes back for Thanksgiving night, that could change everything.
Oh, yeah, Mike, you may not be promoting the game, but what about these dance numbers that you're continually becoming a part of?
I was drafted into that effort. I avoided it the first 2 weeks. One of my son's friends dropped a comment on one of the videos saying that they needed me in there. So I did it one time for fun, and now...
No, you're the star now, Mike. I've seen the videos where you are
the featured
guy.
I don't know how it happened. I don't know why it happened, but it is fun. It creates a little levity. It's something that we kind of joke about. We look forward to, and we do a podcast taping right after that. And it really loosens everyone up for the podcasting to have gone through that exercise right after halftime every Sunday night.
Choreography brings people together.
It really does, Mike. I'm very impressed with your moves. I want to say that. I don't know what I thought you would be, but you have exceeded whatever my expectations were. Meanwhile,
yeah, be careful. There's an insult lurking somewhere.
No.
In how you're setting that up.
I think it was the exceeding expectations.
I said all that to set this up, though. Expectations.
The bar was low.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Expectations can be low for some, higher for others. You know who's not meeting expectations right now? The team behind the Bears in the standings in the NFC North, one Green Bay Packers squad. Mike, tell me I'm crazy when I say this. I don't think the Green Bay Packers are making the playoffs.
It's amazing to think how it's changed. They get Micah Parsons on August 28. They thump the Lions week one. Thursday night of that same week, they beat the Commanders. One of the starting offensive linemen said, we could go undefeated. And since then, they're 3-3-1. So... and they've had two straight losses at home, during which they've scored a total of 20 points. I think one of the most significant developments here, and it goes back to something that new team president Ed Policy said in June. Both Matt LaFleur, the head coach, and Brian Gutekunst, the general manager, have contracts that run through 2026. Policy said they're not going to get new contracts before this season. He also said he's not a fan of lame duck situations. So after this season, there's going to be an up or down. We're either going to extend these guys or we're going to move on. And if they don't make the playoffs, I don't know what's going to happen with the Packers. Matt LaFleur was asked after the loss the other night, is he coaching for his job? And he gave the standard answer you would expect a guy who has no control over his future to give. But the reality is, what happens down the stretch is going to go a long way toward determining whether or not the Packers decide to move on from LaFleur. And he becomes instantly an intriguing candidate for another opening. Maybe the Giants, maybe one of these other jobs, maybe back to Tennessee, the team he came from as offensive coordinator when he took over the Packers in 2019 or thereabouts. So I think the Packers are in danger of not making it to the playoffs. They're the mirror image of the Bears. The Bears lose the first 2 weeks, and then they find the gas pedal. The Packers have the gas pedal the first 2 weeks, and their foot slipped off of it, and they can't get their foot back on it. So... yeah, two teams trending in very different directions.
Our segment with Mike Florio, the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk, is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
So, Mike, Layla and I were debating this yesterday, and I know you're going to have your pulse right on it. your fingers on the pulse of this. Who's got the hottest seat right now around the league? I thought it was Mike McDaniel. We thought it was Mike McDaniel. Of course, he comes up with a big win against Buffalo. Who is it right now that's in the most danger?
Well, yeah, beating the Bills 30-13, and then he did that victory lap by the the bar, Mafia hangout in Miami. That was just all-time petty, and I like it. Beyond that, with Daboll gone, is there somebody right now who is on the verge of possibly being fired during the season? I think Jonathan Gannon in Arizona, after the way they got splattered by the Seahawks this past weekend and where they are right now as a team, I'd be keeping an eye on that for a possible in-season change. McDaniel, if the wheels come off for the Miami Dolphins. But there are other guys out there that, you know, what's really going to happen when the season ends? And I'm always sensitive to talking about it because it affects so many different people. It affects so many different families. But it's also the life that they've chosen as head coaches. And one of the reasons they're compensated what they're compensated is this is part of the hazard that you accept when you take one of these jobs. Every year, 6, 7, 8 coaches are fired during or after the season. And, you know, what happens in Pittsburgh after the season ends? Is it time for a mutual pardon? Could Mike Tomlin be traded to the Giants? What happens if the Ravens end up going the wrong way with John Harbaugh? He's been there a long time. At some point, maybe it's a fresh start. And one team, and look, they lost to the Dolphins 30-13. When the Dolphins weren't just on the ropes, they were through the ropes. They were one leg through the ropes and falling out. And the Bills lost, and they looked ugly in doing so. And with Sean McDermott, the coach, and also Brandon Bean, the GM, at what point does ownership say, we've had 8 years of Josh Allen, we only have so many years left, we haven't gotten to a Super Bowl, it feels like we're stuck in the mud here, we got a new stadium coming next year. If the wheels come off for the Bills, I don't know. Because it all comes down to what ownership decides to do. And maybe ownership's okay with it. Maybe ownership's okay with being a contender and being competitive. And they don't want to risk taking multiple steps back by hiring the wrong guy. But that's just a situation that's worth keeping an eye on. Because that loss to the Dolphins was ugly. How can you make the case for the Bills to be a Super Bowl team if they go to Miami and lose to a downtrodden Dolphins team the way they did? That's something to really watch. And they have a very feisty Buccaneers team coming to town this weekend.
Well, Mike, also, this is on Pro Football Talk that Mike McCarthy is the early betting favorite to coach the Giants. I'm very curious as to what happens with McCarthy. He was a big name here that was discussed. If Ben Johnson was one, I feel like McCarthy was either 2 or 3 when it came to the conversation.
And he's been successful. He's got a great record. He won a Super Bowl. Now, he's benefited from Aaron Rodgers and then Dak Prescott, but still, he has been a successful head coach everywhere he's been. And when you consider where the Giants have been since their last Super Bowl win to cap the 2011 season, they've been horrible. They've been among the worst teams in the league. So this hire is going to be critical because they think they have a franchise quarterback in Jackson Dart. And I'm a big proponent of pairing a young quarterback with an offensive coach, because if you get a defensive coach and things go well, what happens? The offensive coordinator becomes a head coach somewhere else, just like Brian Daboll. He got the head coaching job in New York because of the work he did with Josh Allen, working with a defensive head coach in Sean McDermott. So having that offensive pedigree and having shown that he can do it, the Giants have rolled the dice 3 times since firing Tom Coughlin on guys who had never coached before. And it is a fundamentally different job to go from the guy who draws up the X's and O's in the privacy of his office without having to deal with all the other stuff a head coach has to deal with. And Ben Johnson has learned that, and he's thrived in that role. It was a little shaky early on, but he has managed that role well. That's the kind of guy that you want, a guy who's proven he can do it. And there is no Ben Johnson out there this year, so maybe you look for an established guy who's been a head coach, who's been successful, to try to get the most out of Jackson Dart.
Really quick, Mike, you talked about the Mike Tomlin to the New York Giants. Tell me why the Buffalo Bills couldn't trade for Mike Tomlin if they wanted to part ways with Sean McDermott at the end of the year.
Well, I said last year when the Bears were looking for the job, and it may have been on this show.
Yes.
That the Bears should call the 49ers and see what it would take to get Kyle Shanahan, because it felt like last year maybe it's time for a fresh start for both sides. And look at what a fresh start did for both the Eagles and Andy Reid after he had been there over a decade. And I just think that that pathway is never explored as carefully as it should be? What would it take to get a coach from a team that may otherwise be thinking about the possibility of making a change? So whether it's Tomlin, whether it's Harbaugh, whether it's Shanahan, whoever it may be, I think the Giants, in the same way that every team maintains a list of all positions and all the players that they would go out and try to get if they have a need on their roster, when it's time to look for a coach, why not expand the universe as broadly as possible and consider coaches with other teams and possibly be willing to part ways with draft pick compensation to get a guy who's a proven winner who may just need a change of scenery, and then boom, everything changes for everyone, whether it's the Bills, whether it's the Giants, whether any team that's looking for a coach. I think that needs to be a path to a new head coach that is used and explored far more often than it currently is.
We love talking to Mike Florio, especially when it comes to hypotheticals, and I think that's an appropriate one as the Bears get set to face the Vikings this week. Mike, thanks as always for the time.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a great week. Good talking to you.
That's Mike Florio, creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. We didn't get to this because we were too busy having our own opinions yesterday with Mark Grody. There is an unlikely critic of the Bears, and he is qualified. And that's what makes this such an eyebrow raiser. So let's listen to that next here on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
We are Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. We're live from Chicago, talking Chicago sports. Listen on your radio, your laptop, your mobile device through the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score. We're live and we're local. 670 The Score, always live on the free Odyssey app.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. New teeth, new smile, new you. Save up to 95% at AlmostFreeTeeth.com because confidence should never cost a f-
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fortune.
Raheemy Harrison Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
But do you feel like there has been a shift nationally on what Caleb Williams can be?
Well, there should be, because these are the games that help a player believe in himself, and they help the players around him believe. The opponents, when they come up against the Bears and they have those leads late, when you know that the Bears have this institutional ability to wipe out a double-digit lead late in the game, you start to get a little tight. Sets the stage for the Bears to keep doing it week in and week out.
That is Mike Florio. We just talked to him. If you missed it, you can go back, listen on the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We didn't get to it yesterday because we started to cook as a trio, Raheemy Harris and Grody, on the national conversation surrounding the Bears and how they're shaping up right now with the rest of the NFL. And this is actually a conversation that was birthed from something that Cam Newton had to say on First Take. The reason I give Cam a little more credit than the average is because, number one, he wasn't average in his career as a quarterback, far from it. So I tend to think that when it comes to his takes about the rest of the league, I like to hear what he has to say, which is why I was somewhat surprised that this is what he had to say about the Bears.
Who's going to tell the truth here? I mean, because everybody on this panel,
you the truth teller?
I'm so disappointed.
Oh, wow.
I'm the truth teller.
That's a part.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Go ahead.
Who's going to tell the truth about the last two games you played, the Cincinnati Bengals and the New York Giants? And those teams know how to lose better than they know how to win. And that's what happened. Damian Woody, you're lying. Stephen A. Smith, you're lying. And I'm sorry, Shay, but I got to tell you the truth about your Chicago Dub Bears. Because, no, nobody's giving this team hope in the NFC. Not when you got Tampa, Seattle, Los Angeles Rams, even the 49ers. No! Show me in the next couple of weeks versus the Eagles. If you try this type of formula when Ben Johnson says, we had it right where we want them, that's a lie. Then you play Green Bay twice. Then you got the Lions. Like, try that same recipe versus those type of teams and see if you don't doggone be reconsidering what you just said. This is not a winning recipe. You don't want to stay in a situation where you have to come back and say, oh, my God, the resiliency, we never gave up, we never wavered. Man, look, that's BS, baloney, that's hogwash, Stephen Anthony. And you guys can keep marveling over Caleb Williams. Yes, he is a great talent. He can play in this league. But playing this type of way, where you're giving up leads and you have to, you know, desperately come back in the fourth quarter, that's not going to work, bro.
First of all, when he said doggone, I nearly lost it, but then not the Stephen Anthony call for Stephen A. Smith.
The part where he realized, oh, wait, I'm on television, not my podcast. I cannot curse here. And regathered his thoughts to use lighter language. That's what I appreciated about it.
But here's the thing. Again, as I look at the playoff picture that Adam Schefter posted that has the Bears in it as a sixth seed.
Do you want to like print out a giant copy of that and hang it on the wall? And then we can just update it every week as long as the Bears remain in that picture. We could do that. We could do that.
I've been here for more than 10 years now. And it's a rare day when I see this. But the point is, Cam mentioned all these teams, right? Eagles, he mentioned Seahawks, he mentioned Rams and Bucks. Okay, you just mentioned seeds 1 through 4. What about 4 through the rest, huh? Huh? What about 4, 5, 6?
And last I checked, the Packers are behind the Bears in the standings, correct? He mentioned the Packers
twice. What about 7, 8?
Well, eight, you don't want to go to 8. This is the NBA.
Oh, yeah,
you
7, my bad.
Yeah,
sorry.
You go to 8. There's no play
eight
in here.
8 doesn't count. Yeah, there's not play. But yeah, what about 7, huh? What about, that's it. I mean, and right now as it stands, you're talking about the Lions. Well, Lions are 3. So he didn't say the Lions. He kind of did, but not in that breath. So you're talking about basically the NFC North. That's the division you omitted.
I understand why Cam Newton feels the way he feels about the Bears as a whole about the sustainability. But
I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl. Newsflash. Sorry, guys. Sorry. If it happens, I think we'll have discussions and you can say, you were right. I'll be great about that. But that's not this discussion.
He wears a hat every day, and he did tip his hat to one Caleb Williams and admitted that guy is the real deal and he is the talent, and he can do things. But the way that they're winning, having them right where we want them, all that stuff, I get why he's punching holes through that, the things that Ben Johnson has said in recent weeks. At the same time, they're 6-3. They've got the road right there in front of them to stay exactly where they are, which, as you mentioned, Layla, is not in the hunt. It is on the graphic. It is on the, if the playoffs started today, they would have a game on the road in Detroit.
They are in the seed. Yeah, they're in the seed discussion. And that's it for me, is that, yeah, he named all the teams that I would name if you're talking about surefire playoff makers. It's the other teams where the discussion lies. It's the other four, the three, depending on how you look at it. And that's where it gets tricky. But Cam is, I think it's one thing to look at the progress of this team and talk about it in that vein, through that lens. It's another thing to talk about how you feel like they would fare against the elite of the NFC. Those are two different discussions. But if they make the playoffs as a 7 seed even, no, it's going to be pandemonium.
If they make the playoffs, they're out here doing things. No one said Bears. Well, I'm sorry. Very few people said Bears in the playoffs year one of Ben Johnson.
No. And think about how ludicrous it was to even think that they'd have an outright winning record. Think about the controversy that surrounded the concept of them having a winning record. Then double digits? Like, these weren't concepts that we were readily able to discuss.
I picked them to go 7-10. They're one away from getting the 7th win.
Not the color printer.
Oh, he got the color printer?
You used the color printer?
When you show it to Twitch. Show it to Twitch now, Layla.
It's glossy.
Show it to Twitch now. Put that in your scrapbook.
We're framing that.
Put that in your scrapbook,
This may be
Layla.
The closest we get, and I have to understand that. I have to take this with a grain of salt. But it's just not very often that I've seen this in my day.
And I think also Cam Newton,
like you do in mass,
he makes a good point when he talks about the fact that the Bengals and the Giants this season have found ways to lose games. Good teams find a way to win. Bad teams find a way to lose. And so far, more times than not, the teams that the Bears have played, whether that be the Raiders or the Commanders or the Bengals or the Giants, have simply found a way to lose, allowing the Bears to have a window of opportunity. And Caleb Williams has been very happy to take that window of opportunity and run with it.
So how much of the roller coaster would you like to ride here? Like, do you want the death drop where it's just the cliffhanger and it's the Cam Newton take and then we go? Or do you want one with a bunch of little hills too?
I want to scream at the top of my lungs. Go.
Okay, let's listen to Rex Ryan talking about Caleb Williams' ceiling.
He's a generational talent. I think people forget that, all right? He's a generational talent. And now you pair him with a heck of a football coach that, and like I say, he's going to get like this. He's going to keep climbing, guys. And when it's all said and done, is this a playoff team? It kind of looks that way.
All right. Next up on the hills of the roller coaster, the sands of the hourglass, the days of our lives. Let's flash back to what Colin Cowherd had to say 8 weeks ago on the Herd and Caleb Williams after that loss to the Lions.
Sounds. But the further this quarterback gets away from the play script, the worse he is. He's like a studio musician having to go live or a stand-up comedian who's totally reliant on joke writers. His style in this league is not a timing style. And this coach craves it. This coach craves structure. Maybe there's a coach it works with. I don't think it's Ben Johnson. It also helps if you have composure. I don't think he does. He's like the news anchor and the teleprompter goes down. Oops. You know, I don't think this marriage is going to work.
Mm. He has a point about the timing being a factor in Ben Johnson's game. For more on that, you can go to Tim Jenkins' video, All Things QB on YouTube, because he talked a lot about the timing and the aspect therein.
That was quite a draw from 2 weeks of watching football with Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson.
It was a take, and I know that's part of the job. But listen to how old Colin has changed his tune since. Let's hear what he had to say after the Giants win on Sunday.
The eternal question for the Chicago Bears is, why can't we figure quarterback out? I think you have. Two things that have always been true about Caleb Williams. Really durable, doesn't get hurt, and he doesn't throw picks. Let me add a third. He's clutch. So I think it's official. He's still growing, but the Chicago Bears have their first great quarterback.
Woo!
My.
What a heel turn. Listen,
we change our takes too. I get that. But I think he's got a point when it comes to the timing element does need to get tighter. I don't think that people would disagree with that.
That's still true today.
Yes, and that's okay. But a lot changes in a very short amount of time. And that's what I'm here to illustrate. So today, I got this.
You know what the overwhelming thing
is? What happens if this is... Do we throw darts at it at the end of the year if this is wrong? We'll be like, hey, remember that? We had a hot day in November where we talked about the playoffs.
Oh, we burn it. Good. We burn it.
We burn it, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of color ink.
I'm keeping that.
I like it. I think it's beautiful.
Feel this.
It's a moment in time. No, I could see the sheen from here.
Yeah, but when you feel it...
No, I know. It's glossy.
I hold it up again.
There's a lot of color ink, guys, for the playoff picture. Also, there's that whole, in this theory, they're playing the Lions thing, which at Detroit. So
then we get to see how far they've come if they end up playing Detroit in the playoffs, because that was the low point of the season.
A dollar bet on this hypothetical game. Dollar bet.
We'll get to our dollar bet. You still owe me a dollar, Robbie. You owe me a dollar right now. So there's that.
Dollar bet on the hypothetical playoffs.
So
we have reached the extreme of the take. We have become bots of ourselves.
No, I think
I'm in.
I think it's a beautiful thing to understand that timing thing can get better. So we always talk about margin for error and how here in Chicago we've been watching several seasons where there has been no margin for error.
You certainly didn't have this.
You know what the combination of Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams is creating? They're creating a margin of error. Right now it's very small. But guess what? The more they work together, the better Caleb gets in Ben Johnson's system, there will be more margin for error. So when we criticize Caleb and him not being perfect at all the little things he does, I'm not saying it's not going to matter. It's going to matter so much less because there's still going to be an effective offense at some point scoring over 30 points a game. 30 points a game. Do you hear me?
December. We got to figure out what happens in December. Will it be a December to remember, like certain sales events? Or will it be a December that reminds us of many other winters we have seen before?
Are you buying me a new car?
A new car!
That's what I took from that December to remember. It's a
catchy slogan. Lego. You know?
Just give me a new whip.
Really, this is glossy and pretty. And I understand why the discussion has changed so much, because you get new information. That part of it I get. But you still have to play the games on your schedule. And yeah, were they pretty? No. The defense is, as we know, injured. Not just injured. They're very injured.
That's why the margin for error is so slim right now.
It's it. It's it can be a simple angle on a explosive play that is missed. You know, just the whiff, the being inches away from your one-on-one battle and losing it. So we know that the margin for error is little, but this sure looks like hope versus hope, belief, and in the known. This looks like hope or belief to me.
Couple of comments from the text line. 708, I hope December to remember is better than Craig Tober. Okay, fair. And then 317, if the Bears miss the playoffs, just delete this segment from the FCC. Wow.
We'd have to delete the first segment, too.
We've got the master of deleting things from the FCC coming up at 1 o'clock. Danny Parkins himself.
But I don't think we're not defiantly saying, oh, they're in. That's not what this is. This is us having fun with what's out there right now.
847 says, come on, you guys. Cam Newton has a point. In order to get to the playoffs, they have to win 3 out of the 4 division games remaining. I, as a longtime Bears fan, will be honestly shocked if that happened. The defense will not be able to stop these good teams from scoring 30-plus per game. Sunday's game versus the Vikings will show the reality of what's coming. I will say this. They don't need to win 3 of the next 4 games to do that. That's not what has to happen. It's not what has to happen.
They beat the Vikings in Minnesota on the road on Sunday, and this is a different discussion.
Yes.
You're closer to this glossy, pretty thing than you are the take that Colin Cowherd had against the Lions. That's where you're at with this.
I love finding out what's going to happen. When they're 8-3, we can revisit this conversation, and that they might be higher on that little graphic he got there.
Pretty sure we're going to revisit this every week.
Oh, so when they're 7-3, we'll do it the first time, then again at 8-3. Got it.
So you think they're beating the Minnesota Vikings?
I think they can. Let me see what that injury
report
looks like.
You just defiantly said 7-3.
Let's see what that injury report looks like.
Yeah, this is crucial for today. Coming up next, you heard a preview of it. We got into quite the the Tarek Skubal Cy Young discussion over the break right before the segment. So we're going to bring it to you because it also involves, of course, a former White Sox. We'll do it next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Raheemy Harrison Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It is halftime. We spent a bunch of time talking about this lovely, pretty graphic that ESPN put out with the playoff picture after Week 10. And the Bears are on the playoff picture. Not only are they on this graphic, they're the sixth seed playing at the Lions. So if they beat the Vikings in Minnesota, is that enough for you to start to partially believe this graphic?
Absolutely.
Big if true. That's what we're trying to figure out. So it's nice to dare to dream every now and then. I would like the Cubs to do the same. Bruce Levine asked Jed Hoyer questions at the GM meetings in Las Vegas, and he said pitching was his priority. But when you look at the roster, it's hard to figure out where that pitching would change exactly, especially when they extended the qualifying offer to show to Imanaga. We talked to Mike Florio as well, and we discussed the national conversation surrounding Caleb Williams and the Bears.
It's halftime.
How do I describe what I witnessed during the break that led to the discussion right after Mike Florio and before this segment? The Cy Young winners will be revealed tonight on MLB Network because they have the weirdest schedule when it comes to awards, and I don't think it commands any eyeballs, but this is how they do things because baseball. All of that said, the finalists are, in the American League, Hunter Brown of the Astros, Garrett Crochet, who needs no introduction, now with the Boston Red Sox, Tarek Skubal, whose name has brought up way too much trade discussion, and the Detroit Tigers. And then For the National League, it's Christopher Sanchez of the Phillies, Paul Skenes, and Yoshinobu Yamamoto of the Dodgers. So we started getting into a sports discussion earlier about what it would take to say trading for Tarek Skubal, which is apparently still very much an option, even with him being a Cy Young finalist yet again for the Detroit Tigers. And that's when we started to get into the bet as to who would win AL Cy Young. Here's the hard part. Garrett Crochet was the preseason favorite for this award, and he didn't really back off of that mark.
Listen, Robbie said Tarek Skubal was going to win the Cy Young, and I was like, okay, he might win, but are you sure? He's like, who else is going to win it? I was like, what about Garrett Crochet? He used to pitch for the White Sox.
He threw 205 and a third innings. Nobody throws that anymore.
Yeah, he did go over that. He also led baseball in strikeouts.
That helps, too.
Robbie, why were you so surprised when I said Garrett Crochet? That's what I want to know.
Well, to me, it's like Tarek Skubal's best pitcher in baseball. No one else can compare. He is the GOAT. He is the one. He's the person that the Cubs should trade PCA for. So that's the person that I'm saying. I think Tarek Skubal is going to win. And I have a dollar bet with you. I think Tarek Skubal is going to win the AL Cy Young.
Is it a dollar bet or is it really a $2 bet between you two?
No, it's a dollar bet because we have $2 bets we are processing right now that are in the window. One is for this, specifically AL Cy Young, Skubal versus Crochet. And Skubal may very well win. The other bet is one he's already lost. He's going to lose it for a second time, which is the Detroit Pistons over the Bulls. They play again tonight. You remember what happened the first time, right?
The Bulls got away with one, I think, the first time.
They got away with one? That's what we're doing? They didn't outright win the game?
They outright won the game, but like it just wasn't expected.
I thought they played well. I put the dollar on it because I thought the Bulls and their style of play would do very well against the Pistons.
Giddey took over. Yeah,
Giddey did take over.
Conflicted
in that
Robbie.
Game. Here's where Skubal might have the edge. It's simply in the B war. He has a higher B war than Garrett Crochet. His is 6.4. Crochet's is 6.3. And the ERA is the edge as well. But the strikeouts in the innings for me, I'm sorry. I still love a 200-inning pitcher, okay? I think it's something that not only doesn't happen very often, it didn't happen as often as it should have, and now it's like practically non-existent.
Is it harder to say Skubal will lose just because he is the de facto, he is the reigning? It's hard to knock the king off when the king doesn't do anything wrong. Because he didn't do anything wrong this season.
No, he didn't. It would be really just if you thought Crochet was that much better. The bias probably comes in because he plays in the AL East. I hate to say it, but I do think that matters still.
No, yeah, the quality of opponents. Yeah, you're right about that.
I think one of the more interesting things that we talked about during that break is I said, hey, let's say I'm Scott Harris, you're Jed Hoyer. I say, I will trade you Tarek Skubal for PCA and PCA only. And what did you say?
I said, absolutely not.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Insane.
Do you understand how Skubal's contracts work?
Skubal's got 1 year left on the deal.
Best pitcher in baseball for the Cubs seven hitter. Best pitcher in baseball, Cubs seven hitter.
But he's not really the seven hitter.
If you want to win a World Series next year when you have all your players on contract before they get off, you trade PCA for Tarek Skubal.
Okay.
What gives you a better chance to win the World Series, PCA or Tarek Skubal?
I'm going
to
do this one more time
Tarek
with
Skubal.
You.
Boom.
I'm going to do this one more time with you.
Like playoff PCA, like what we saw where he was not the same dude who we witnessed in April and May? With only 1 year of Tarek Skubal. And how many years left on PCA?
You could resign
Four
Tarek Skubal.
Four or five?
Hey, Tarek Skubal, love Wrigley.
Do you understand what control is? As in club
control.
As in pre-arb, as in we're not even into the arbitration years.
This argument, yeah, I have control over this argument.
So cost control is a thing, Robbie. That's why 1 year of Tarek Skubal is not worth all the years of PCA. Simple math.
I love that. It's just what happens. It's human nature. This is what happens. You try to get a player, and then the next thing you know, you've gone off the rails on a crazy trade.
Can we do an air shake, though? I think that Tarek Skubal is going to win the Cy Young. Dollar bet.
We already made the dollar bet. We're good.
All right, cool.
You owe me a dollar, by the way.
773 is like the text line is still, does it still work? If I'm moving PCA for Skubal, I need a real top three spending guarantee. Did you say that to yourself last year when they traded for Kyle Tucker? Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Boom roasted.
You didn't even finish roasted the last time. You were just like, boom roast. Coming up next, it is time for Five On It. We have five hot questions, and frankly, one that is in the news, and it really makes you think. And I'm just going to leave it at that. You'll know which one it is. It's next on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.